Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. We're here again and bring you another episode of this new series that we just started. We hope you guys are enjoying the previous episode. If you haven't listened to it, you can check it up on our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Google Podcasts. Search Conversations with the Facade Nigeria or search the Facade Nigeria, and then it's our most recent episode. Reeling in from the previous episode, we talked about Anna Sophia Williams, Emily Blaze, Richard Zacchaeus Bailey, GJ Cole, Daniel Akitoye, Cornelius Bartholomew Moore, who were very important people of their time. And we did a breakdown of the life and times of each of these individuals while they were here on Earth, and very interesting information about these people. Not to waste too much of your time and to get right into it, today we'll be talking about weddings. Actually, there are three interesting weddings that we'll be talking about in this episode, and called from Lagos Weekly Record, from the year 1896. Six important individuals, six interesting individuals, if I may say. The first wedding we're going to be talking about, we're going to, you know, just reeling in from what happened at that particular time, is the wedding of Reverend J.H. Samuel with Miss Annette Oyinko Buchner. So the Buchners were, they were Sierra Leonean Saros, and they were actually quite a very important family in colonial Lagos at that particular time. And it was actually very interesting because they also lived in the area, Ulobo, and which can kind of like also loosely translated, but can also kind of like be tagged how you have like the Brazilian quarters, maybe like Saro quarters as well. So the area was where most of the Sierra Leoneans lived, the Buchners, the Coles, the Cokers, the Johnsons, the Williams, Benjamins, and Thomas's, and so many other interesting families as well, on Bourbon Street, on Kose Street, on Chapel Street, which is kind of like was named after in relation to the Wesleyan church that still stands, although a newer structure, but still stands on the same spot as originally been. And then you also have William Street as well. You have Balogun Street as well. So this kind of like entire area was where most of these Saros lived, although some other Saros lived beyond this area as well, close to Tinubu Square, around Tinubu Square, all the way almost down Broad Street. And yeah, so the marriage of Reverend J.H. Samuel with Miss Annette Oyinko Buchner. So the interesting thing about weddings from as far back is that there was so much details about these weddings, from the bride's dress to the bridesmaids' dresses, the page boy, page girl, decoration of the church, the number of people that attended, not an extensive list of the people that attended, also the atmosphere outside the church as well. There were some weddings that you before even the arrival of the groom and also the bride, people had already thronged the church, the exterior of the church. And then even probably if it was let's say, for example, now the Wesleyan Church at Tinubu Square, if there was a wedding there, there's some weddings that people, I mean, like just the populace, the natives basically, would just, you know, throng, line up on both sides of the square, and then just, you know, just trying to get a feel of these weddings, even though they weren't inside the church as well. So, like, you know, guests arriving, and then also the groom, the bride, and also the guests leaving as well. So it was just a number of things were very interesting about it. Reverend J.H. Samuel was the principal of the Wesleyan High School, which later became the Methodist Boys High School. And his name was Josiah Hemison Samuel, and Miss Annette Oyinko Clarissa Buckner. She was the eldest daughter of Mr. J.S. Buckner, who resided at Broad Street. They got married at the Wesley Church in Ulobo. The wedding date was they got married on the 26th of March 1896 at the Wesley Church of Ulobo. And it was kind of like a stately wedding. And so prior to that, sometimes back then, it would be maybe a week, 2 weeks, a month before some weddings, they would have already advertised it in the newspapers that if it was advertised in the previous month, that's February, the advertisement would go like this: we are happy to announce that the wedding happened December 1896. That's a mistake on our part. December 1896. If the advertisement came in the previous month, which is November, it would go as this: we're happy to announce that Reverend J.H. Samuel, principal of the Wesleyan High School, and let's say if he was resident of like Broad Street or thereby, and resident and of Broad Street as well, is going to tie the knot with Miss Annette Oyinko Clarissa, who is the eldest daughter of Mr. and Mrs. J.S. Buckner of Broad Street, at the Wesley Church, Ulobo, and Proximo. So the thing with colonial Lagos back then is that you had Proximo, you had an Ultimo, and then you had Instant. So Ultimo is the previous month. So if they're reporting something in December and then they won't talk about something in the previous month, November, they would say, 24th of November, 24th of November Proximo, or 24th Proximo. So it's more like, 24th of the previous month. And then if they're in that month and then it's happening on in that same month, they will say, 26th of December, 26th instant. They won't state out the month. And then if it's the next month, they will just say, 24th Proximo. So it's like, oh, if there's 23rd Ultimo, 23rd of November, 26th Instant, 26th of December, and 24th Proximo, 24th of January. Yeah. So they got married at the Wesley Church, and it was a wedding that many people looked forward to. Many weddings, people always looked forward to it, because they were very interesting families and those who the populace held in high esteem. The wedding was fixed for 2 o'clock, that's 2 p.m. And before 2 o'clock, the church was filled, it was crowded to its utmost capacity. So you can see how, well, we even earlier mentioned that outside would be filled, like the streets would be agog, there would literally be no space around the square or around this wherever these churches were situated. And you can also see that even the churches were also filled to capacity. This kind of scenarios also testify to the importance of the families, or either the bride or the bridegroom, or both, or maybe the father or mother of the bride or of the bridegroom, whichever, or just even both families actually. So it can be any of those cases. So it was filled to utmost capacity before even 2 o'clock. Another interesting thing as well is that if there was punctuality in Colonial Lagos, so if there was an event for say 2 o'clock like this now, people usually arrived. If whenever it was like an hour before the event, every invited guest was already seated or was already at the venue, literally. So that was how it was. If it was an at home at the government house, if it was an at home organized by any of these Sierra Leonean or Afro-Brazilian men or women, whatever it was, maybe it was a musical entertainment, even by school, by pupils of like maybe St. Peter's or the Roman Catholic Grammar School or St. Francis Xavier, any of it, there was just punctuality. No one, we haven't seen any situation or scenario where someone came late. It was just that for at that particular period. And the ceremony was fixed for 2, and for the hour was filled to utmost capacity. So punctual to the hour, the bride appeared looking very charming in a dainty dress of white brocaded satin. The bodice was of the latest style. Another interesting thing is that with fashion, people of Lagos back then, they were always in terms with the trends, basically. I didn't want to say ahead, but like in terms with the trend. And then another interesting thing is that also when people also traveled to England as well, for those that could afford to travel to England, I know they would also notice the fashionable trends at that particular point as well, you know. So like people always in terms with the trends. And the bodice was of the latest style. A stomacher of pearl and silver ornamented the front, the back being laced, while the collar was trimmed with a fall of the satin ornamented with passementry. The skirt was made and draped with a cascade of fine white lace with a beading of bridal flowers. A cut train fastened from the neck fell in long and graceful folds behind. She wore an embroidered tulle with a double bridal coronet wreath, white kid shoes and gloves, open work silk stockings, and she carried a feather fan of marabout and ostrich feathers. You can see how detailed just the bride's dress is
there was always attention to making sure that attention to details, making sure that every part of the bride's dress was explained in detail, with a bouquet of orange blossoms and myrtles terminated with ribbon and decorated with a satin parasol trimmed with lace, ribbons, and flowers. The bride was attended by 6 bridesmaids who wore prettily made dresses of salmon pink veiling. The skirts ruched at the bottom and the bodices trimmed with 2 shades of salmon brooch silk with guipure lace on the shoulders and carried down the sides, with all the accoutrements of hats, shoes, parasols, and bouquets to match. The bride's train was borne by 2 pages, Masters Bertram Buckner and Philip Hastrop, dressed in Fauntleroy suits of dark red plush velvet, and pink frilled pongee silk fronts and sashes. The bride was led to the altar by Mr. Jacob Samuel Lay, attended by her mother, who wore a rich plum-colored Sora silk costume. The officiating clergymen were Reverend J.B. Thomas, Superintendent of the Lagos Circuit, Reverend F.J. Martin, and Reverend J.E. Wright. The couple were joined by the Reverend J.B. Thomas. So Reverend J.B. Thomas was a Wesleyan minister, and then he was also the father of Elfrida Thomas, and so he was with the Wesleyan mission all of his life, interestingly. So he was father of Elfrida Esther Thomas and James Festus. His full name is Reverend James Bright Thomas, and his wife was Esther Bernice. So he was the officiating minister at the wedding, while he was assisted by F.J. Martin and J.E. Wright, both of the Wesleyan mission as well. The bride was given away by Mr. J.S. Lee after the ceremony and the signing of the registry. So another thing is that after weddings in churches, the couple and then the clergymen repair to maybe the vestry or thereabouts, whichever the case may be, for the register to be signed, the marriage register. The bridal pair and guests repair to the residence of the bride's mother at Broad Street, where refreshments were served and the usual functions of cutting the cake and toastings were performed with much eclat. The marriage festivities were kept up until late in the afternoon, when the happy pair took their departure for their honeymoon at Wilberforce Villa, Ibutemeta. So here's the thing. The thing here now is that there were 2 honeymoon locations in Lagos. Within Lagos. So you have Lagos, which is Lagos Island now, and then you had Ibutemeta, and then you had Victoria, was also called Victoria Beach. So those were the 2 locations for honeymoon. So whenever there was a wedding, and then after the wedding, the reception and all that, blah blah blah, the festivities had been over, so the bridal pair would be sent forth to maybe Ibutemeta or Victoria. An interesting thing again about this is that very few people had rest villas in Ibutemeta and Victoria. Very few individuals. And then so for those people that didn't have for families that didn't even have rest villas or thereabout where their children could go on for honeymoon, and because of how interconnected people were at that particular point, other people could kind of like, oh, you know what, we're family friends, your daughter is my goddaughter, or your daughter is my daughter's friend, or your son that's the bridegroom is my son's friend, is my best friend, you know, son and all that. So because of how people were interconnected, people that didn't have rest villas in Ebutimenta or Victoria could like just make use of other family friends' villas, or people that their parents just had business dealings with. So, and like I said, the two honeymoon locations were Victoria and Ebutimenta. Also, Ebutimenta was also a rest area for people. So when people were sick and they wanted to go like on health rest, if they didn't go to England or Gold Coast, which is now Ghana, or Sierra Leone, Ebutimenta was another option within Nigeria, within Lagos, and oh boy, it was still, you know, a boat distance, a water distance from Lagos. So the bridal pair departed for Wilberforce Villa at Ebutimenta, and their departure was the signal for the showering of rice. So it was also a thing as well for people to shower rice when they were sending forth the bridal pair on their honeymoon. I'm trying to imagine what the scenario would have looked like for different weddings. And they left amidst the downpour of the auspicious grain, a lot of rice. The bride's traveling dress, okay, another detail of her traveling dress. The bride's traveling dress was of navy blue serge with a claret Mevelix blouse, a silk-lined double-breasted coat, high-crowned boat-shaped hat trimmed with Evianna watered ribbon and white quill. The presents to both the bride and bridegroom were numerous and costly, and testified to the high esteem in which they both are held. So this is literally what we had already mentioned earlier. It was either the bride or bridegroom, or the family of the bride, or the family of the bridegroom, or both, like we said. So it testified that they were held in high esteem in society, literally. So that is basically the wedding of Reverend J.H. Samuel and Miss Aneth Oyinko Bokno. The next wedding we'll be looking at is the wedding of Mr. Kitoyi Ajasa, barrister at law, with Miss Cornelia Layinka Moore. Very interesting families. So Kitoyi Ajasa was formerly known as Edmund Macaulay, and he changed his name to Kitoyi Ajasa at a time when a number of people were changing their names. They didn't want to answer English names. Another interesting family that also changed their family surnames were the Alakijas. They were formerly known as Azomshaw, the Afro-Brazilians. And then Adeyemo Alakija was formerly known as Placido McLean. And then his brother as well. They all changed their names. The Alakijas changed their name in 1913. Yeah, 1913. The wedding of Mr. Kitoyi Ajasa. So his wedding was at Christchurch. And then his wedding was at Christchurch in May 1896 as well. His wedding was held at Christchurch on the 21st of May 1896. And then it was held at Christ Church, which was still a CMS parish. It wasn't a cathedral at that particular point. And then Lucretia Cornelia Lainka was, she was the daughter of Cornelius Bartholomew and Elizabeth Sabina Moore. Elizabeth is née Williams. She was formerly Williams. And then they were both based at Abeokuta, Ijemo Abeokuta. So there was Ijemo House at Abeokuta, and there was Ijemo House in Lagos as well. So I think at a particular point, Eric Moore and then his brother Olasheni Moore, they lived together at Ijemo House. So I think naming Ijemo House Lagos was kind of like just paying tribute to their ancestry, their home as well in Abeokuta, which was also named Ijemo House. The marriage happened on a Thursday, the 21st of May, 1896, in the presence of a large concourse of relatives and friends. So this is another wedding that Lagos, kind of like the entire Lagos, thronged to Christ Church to witness. And that is even for those that were inside and even for those that were outside. And it was just, it was literally, these kind of weddings were literally just, even just reading it, you could kind of like almost imagine how it was. So imagine like, okay, the cathedral and marina now at CMS now, and then also just with how the street is, and then just imagine, I mean, Lagos is about millions of people now, but imagine about say up to more than 1,000 and up to like 5,000 people gathered just around the church. We're not even counting the people that were inside the church. And then churches like that, especially for Christ Church, they usually used to seat about 300 to 1,200 people. So most of the churches then sat between 300 to 1,200. So I think for some churches sat 500, some sat 400, just to give a better explanation. It's not that every church sat 200 to 1, 2. So like some churches sat 500, some sat 600, some sat 400, some sat 800 900. St. Paul sat about 1,000 or 1,200, and then the Roman Catholic Church of the Holy Cross sat about 800. And because St. Paul's was also the it was the major CMS or Anglican church at that particular point before Christ Church kind of like grew into prominence. The marriage solemnized between Mr. Kito Iyajasa, barrister at law, and Miss Lucretia Cornelia Lainka, daughter of Mr. Cornelius Bartholomew Moore, occurred at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And before the time, quite a number of guests had assembled, and by the appointed hour, which was at 2 o'clock, the sacred edifice was quite filled with the numerous guests. And then so while guests were arriving as well, we had people, the bridegroom was supported by the consul Johannin, Mr. F. Highmore, Stanley Robin, that's John Henry Stanley Robin, Mr. T.J. Macaulay. So they had entered the church, and then they took their seats near the chancel of the church, inside the church. So at 2 o'clock, the bride arrived. Miss Lucretia Cornelia Lainka arrived at the church, Christ Church, at 2 o'clock, and she entered the church leaning on the arm of her brother-in-law, Mr. Rufus Alexander Wright, R.A. Wright of Wesley Street. She wore a beautiful gown made of figured white silk, tastefully trimmed with cord and orange blossoms. Okay, seems like orange blossoms were a thing. Surmounted above a wreath of orange blossoms was a long teal veil. The long train of her gown was borne by two of the six bridesmaids, who were beautifully attired in dresses of rich mauve color, with hats, fans, gloves, and parasols to match. On arriving at the altar, the bride was joined by the bridegroom and his supporters. So the supporters like the Consul Johannin, F. Highmore, J.H. Stanley Robin, T.J. Macaulay. The bride was joined by his supporters and the relatives and intimate friends of both the bride and bridegroom. The ceremony was opened with the singing of the hymn, in quotes, "The voice that breathed awe Eden." And the whole ceremony was duly celebrated. It was Bishop Oluwole, Venerable Archdeacon H. Johnson, and the Reverend J.S. Williams who officiated. So after the ceremony, the newly married pair, they retired into the vestry again, as we see with other weddings as well, where the registry was signed. Mr. A.W. Howells, who presided at the organ, performed Mendelssohn's wedding march. Before we continue with this now, so two interesting things here. Okay, let's finish the statement. Mr. A.W. Howells, who presided at the organ, performed Mendelssohn's wedding march and several other appropriate pieces during the ceremony. So two interesting things about this particular period is that people were skilled. And it is interesting that people like you, anybody, a number of people literally knew how to play pipe organs. So like whenever there was even maybe if it was a wedding or maybe a burial of someone, a very important person as well in Lagos at that particular point, someone like Kito Yajasa, who was, you would even think, Kito Yajasa, a lawyer, he plays the pipe organ. And the interesting about it is that these people played the pipe organ very well. Felt like they were very skilled, actually. So anybody, if you could just think of anybody, and then you would even not realize that, oh, this person can play the pipe organ. So in so many situations, you just see even Herbert Macaulay, he could play the pipe organ. Reverend R.A. Coker, Kito Yajasa also played the pipe organ. Another interesting thing is also that Oyinko Ajasa, his daughter, their only child, because the son they had predeceased them as well. Oyinko Ajasa was a very good organ player, and she sang. She was a very good singer. She was one of the most respected singers of Lagos at that particular point. It felt like no one could even come close to her, her singing abilities, her skills. And with different events of Lagos at that particular time, the crowd at different events were always moved by her performances. She knew different songs, hymns by different people, Mozart and so many other people, and then delivered all this exceptionally well. And then she was held in high esteem for her singing abilities, amongst other things, interestingly. So she was an all-rounder. She was exceptional in everything that she put her hand to. And then going back, so anybody could literally play the organ. So Mr. A.W. Howells, who presided at the organ, performed Mendelssohn's wedding march and several other appropriate pieces during the ceremony. He presided over the organ. The bride up, so after that, the bridal pair and guests then repaired to Ijeun House, the residence of Mr. Rufus Alexander Wright, where refreshments were most profusely served. See, when you think of Owambe in our day, it's that even back then, these people partied. Food, drinks were in surplus. Even some events, some weddings, when you just kind of listen or read about the decoration of the space, of the hall, if it was Glover Memorial Hall that was used, or Phoenix Hall at Tinubu Square. It was tastefully decorated. These spaces were tastefully decorated, and food was usually in surplus. Literally, these people, and they partied till late at night. Like, they literally just partied like, yo, like, no, when many receptions back then in Lagos were, it was fun fair. It was very interesting. And then after partying at night, everybody just repairs to their house, you know, oh, we're going back. And interesting, because people just walk to their house. Maybe the reception was at Orange House. Let's just say Orange House. Someone's reception was at Orange House, Tinubu Square. House of the JAP. And then, okay, somebody came from, Davis Street, where you have St. Paul's Breadfruit. So, you know, after everybody repairs their house, everybody's just dispersing. This one is going left, this one is going right. People that are probably living at the same side, opposite each other, or kind of like on the same lane, street, and all that, you know, going through that same. And then those that are probably staying at Davis Street, you know, just walking at 12, 1, 3, 4 a.m. back to their homes. Interestingly, the Honorable C. Harley Mosley proposed the toast of the bride and bridegroom, and which was responded to by the latter. The parents of the couple was proposed by Mr. John Payne Jackson, and which was responded to by Mr. Moore. Other toasts followed, including the bridesmaid, the ladies, Honorable C. Harley Mosley, Mr. and Mrs. R. A. Wright, and the bar which Kito Yajasa belonged to. The toasts were proposed and drunk with enthusiasm. At 5 o'clock, the couple left for Ikoyi Farm, where they would spend their honeymoon. So interestingly as well is that at that particular point, Ikoyi was still filled with shrubs. It was kind of like a forest as well. It could be tagged a forest, interestingly. And then it was, as time went on, that certain people just started gradually having farm villas or rest villas as well in Ikoyi. At 5 o'clock, the couple left for Ikoyi Farm, where they will spend their honeymoon. The time-honored custom of showering rice and shine old slippers at newly married couples was duly observed, and the demonstrations in this way were sufficient to ensure a long lease of happiness to the couple, who are both special favorites, both with European and native sections. At Victoria Road, at the residence of Mr. William Babington Macaulay, the uncle of the bridegroom assembled the less formal portion of the guests. This is part two of the party. Here, more like after party, kind of. Here, two refreshments were served with great profusion, and dancing after the native manner was kept up until a late hour at night. See? These people did after party till late at night. This is an interesting celebration, and then we have to literally, it has to speak well of our position in society as well. And then the couple were wished a happy married life. Also interesting is that people gave gifts to couples. At the end of the wedding of Kito Yajasa and Lucretia Cornelia Lyon-Kamo, a number of gifts were given to the couple, to the bridal pair. And then they included an album from Miss Honorable C. Mosley, a silver and china biscuit bowls from Mr. F.W. Marshall, Indian silver scent bottle from Dr. P.G. McReady, a glass water bottle and tumblers from Mr. Carroll, 3 gold and silver worked dishes from Mr. Rose, 2 Indian gold and silver bottles from Mr. Mackinson, a large Indian cigar tray from Mr. Fuller and the cigar holder, a large Indian table cover from Mr. Frank Roeger, a sailing boat from Messrs. Johannine and Mark, gold bangles, 2 gold bangles from Mr. Evans, spirit stand from Mr. Patterson, a set of fish knives and forks from Dr. Randu, also they got 2 guineas from Honorable J.J. Thomas, James Jonathan Thomas, silver quet stand from Miss S. Thomas, and 2 flower pots. They got wines from Mr. Andrew Thomas. They got a flower vase from Miss Buckner. They got an Indian tree and album from Miss Benjamin. They got 2 photo stands from Reverend J.H. Samuel. They got 2 silver photo frames from Mr. and Mrs. R.A. Coker. They got 1 case beer from Mr. Moses David. They got 1 guinea from Mr. and Mrs. I.B. Williams, Isaac Benjamin Williams. They got a lady's companion from Mr. Herbert McCauley, 2 flower pots from Mrs. Lawson, a tea set from Mrs. Dawodu, silver dishes from Mr. F. Highmore, silver cret stand from Mr. and Mrs. Withers, a case beer and 5 pounds from Seidu Olowu, table lamps from Mr. and Mrs. E. A. Alder, handkerchief case from Mrs. Nathaniel Johnson, table mats from Abigail Christian Oluwole, silver ring box from Mrs. Randu, silver ring box from Reverend and Mrs. James Johnson, photo frames and cushions from Mr. James Pierce, a drawing room suite from Mr. and Mrs. Rufus Alexander Wright, a dining room suite from Mrs. T.B. McCauley. The bridegroom got jewelry as well from Mrs. T.B. McCauley, fish carvers and gold ring from Mr. Stanley Robin, J.H. Stanley Robin, a book from Mr. Otumba Payne, a pair of slippers from Mrs. Pratt, the Mrs. Pratt, M-I-S-S-E-S, they got an antimacassar. From Mr. and from Reverend and Mrs. J.S. Williams, they got £2.02. From Mr. Moses Ogumbi, they got £2.02. An Indian ashtray, shaving glass and cigar case from Dr. Oguntola Sapara. From Dr. Orisha Dipe Obasa, a pair of Indian ashtrays, silver matchbox from Master William Wright, a ladies' workbox from Master Ilori, Mr. Nathaniel Williams, a gold brooch, Mr. and Mrs. Olubi, a saddle complete, Mr. and Mrs. Ball, table mats and 3 gold studs from Mr. W.B. McCauley, a bedroom suite from Mr. and Mrs. Edmund Johnson, silver court stand and 2 biscuit boxes from Mr. and Mrs. J.S. Lay. They got tablecloths, egg cups and a stand. And from several other people, they got presents of money, ships, fowls, and provisions. And that was the end of the wedding of Kito Yajasa, Barrister Law, and Lucreta Cornelia Olayinka Moore. So the next set of weddings, 3 weddings actually that we're going to be looking at, are from 1938, 2 held at Cathedral Church of Christ and 1 at the Holy Cross Cathedral. The first is the wedding of Yetunde Pratt, the daughter of the late Mr. J.T. Pratt of the Post Office, with Mr. C. Eniton Brown of the Nigerian Railway Mechanical Department. It was also an interesting wedding that a number of people also thronged the Cathedral Church of Christ to witness as well. The wedding was set for 10 a.m., but before 10 a.m., guests had arrived. Well wishers had also been situated outside the church, but punctually at 10 a.m., the bride, accompanied by her relatives and a number of lovely bridesmaids, waltzed into the church. The bride wore an artistically cut frock in latest style again, and was followed by over 20 bridesmaids, of whom Mrs. Woyin Faderin,
Fulayo Bajulai and Debo Sekoni were the chiefs. Under the shade of a nice song, the bride and the bridegroom stepped before the altar and the ceremony commenced. The Venerable Archdeacon Phillips, assisted by Reverend Ashley Adejo, officiated the wedding. Really interesting. They both officiated the wedding. So after the service, the bridal couple repaired into the vestry in company of a number of relatives, where the marriage certificate was signed by them and witnessed by Mrs. J.T. Pratt, who was the mother of the bride, Omoyele Pratt, Barrister Kerele, Dr. and Mrs. Faderi, Mrs. Awoli, and a large number of relatives. So after the church ceremony, as usual, the party repaired for reception to number 37. So in this case, they didn't have their reception at the Glover Memorial Hall or First as Centenary Hall, but at number 37 Oil Mill Street, where refreshments were served to a large number of well-wishers. Among those who were at the marriage could be mentioned people like Mr. Law Thomas, Barrister Law, daughter of PJC Thomas, Dr. and Mrs. Fadering, Mr. and Mrs. Alaba Kirele, Mr. F.O. Vincent, Barrister Law, Ms. Dames Wakeman Moore, Oluwole King, Mr. and Mrs. T.K.E. Phillips, Ms. Dames A. Edun, O. Alakija, Kuti Odamtin, and Ms. Odamtin, Ms. Yakubu Kufuriji, V. Ade Allen, Brown, Bajulai, E.A. Ola Bukno, H.S.A. Thomas, Bailey, P.J.C. Thomas and daughter, Deinka Brown, Uwolabi Brown, and Akin Tilo, who acted as best man, Mrs. M.I.S.S.E.S., Irene Waddell, G. Shingo, Adefolu, their Deni sisters, and many others were in attendance in glamour and grace. So guys, the next wedding we're going to be talking about is just kind of like a brief of Adeyemo Alakija and Ayodele George, which was also held, the second wedding we mentioned, held at Cathedral Church of Christ at the Marina. So it was a very important wedding. It was one of the most important weddings of the year, of that time, of that decade. It was because of the large attendance of people and the caliber of people that attended as well. It was tagged a wedding that had broken, a societal wedding that had broken record by the highly remarkable people that attended. It was held at the Cathedral Church of Christ on the 23rd of April 1938, which was a Saturday, and even His Excellency Sir Bernard Bodilon not only attended, but he also signed the marriage certificate. People, even Yoruba rulers, titled chiefs, and a number of so many other people were in attendance as well. People from both the European and native section of the town were in attendance. And also to note was that this was his second marriage as well. His first wife had died. The wedding service was performed by the Right Reverend Melville Jones, the Bishop of Lagos, and was assisted by Archdeacon S.C. Phillips, Canon J.A. Pierce, Reverend R.A. Wright of the Colonial Church, and R.A. Ashley Dejo, the Cathedral Chaplain. Mr. Olayinka Alakija, also Barrister Law, who was his brother, was the best man, and the bride, a charming lady, gorgeously attired in a rich wedding dress, was cheered by a large crowd of people as she drove to the church. So interesting that, remember when we mentioned earlier that people would line up on both sides of the street, and then for when the couple or the bride was coming in, and then also for when the couple were leaving to like their honeymoon or for like the reception or thereabout. So it was outside, the outside atmosphere was usually pomp, it was glitz, it was a very good chaos, literally a very good chaos. After the wedding service was over, the marriage certificate, which was signed by the bride and bridegroom, was witnessed by the father of the bride, Mr. James George, who was a veteran solicitor of Mambushe Street, Lagos, and at that point residing at Campus Square. Also a very respected man in society, held in high esteem. His Excellency the Governor of Nigeria, Sir Bernard Bodilon, His Honor the Chief Justice of Nigeria, Sir Donald Kingdon, the Honorable Mr. C.L. Cox, Mrs. G.C. Whiteley, Mrs. O. Abayomi, Mrs. B.C. Oluwole, Mr. Olayinka Alakija, Dr. Magnus Macaulay, and the Honorable Mr. S.B. Rhodes. So after all of this, after the religious part of the wedding took place, a reception held at Glover Memorial Hall. The only toast of the bride and bridegroom was proposed by the Honorable Dr. Henry Rawlinson Carr of the Haven Tinubu Square, and it was his speech was distinguished. The toast actually was distinguished for its classical language and literary humor. The bridegroom, whose face reflected the buoyancy of youth, responded to the toast in a brief speech. The Honorable Mr. Eric Olawolu Fitzwilliam Moore, CBE, who was also a barrister at law as well, and contemporary of Adeyemo Alakija, was the MC, Master of Ceremonies. So during the function at the Glover Memorial Hall, the police band discussed lively music. So one thing to kind of like note here, interestingly, is that the police band were it was kind of like live band as we have now at weddings, wambes and all that. So they were the most sought after in the 1900s, and also because they were exceptional at what they did. If it was an at home, if it was a wedding reception, if it was a dinner, kind of like an after party at a dinner and all, they kind of delivered very sweet music. It was very, very interesting. And then there were always number of events that you would kind of like find over a period of time. You see, oh, the police band would delivered excellent music, interestingly enough. And to end the wedding of Adeyemo Alakija, we'll just mention a number of people who were in attendance and which kind of like testified of his position in society and with how high people held him in esteem. He had the Governor of Nigeria, Sir Bernard Bodilon. He had the Bishop of Lagos and Mrs. Melville Jones, Archdeacon and Mrs. S.C. Phillips, His Honor, the Chief Justice of Nigeria, Sir Donald Kingdon, Mrs. G.C. Whiteley, Honorable Mr. C.L. Cox, Ms. Honorable Mr. Eric Olawolu Moore and Ms. Kufu Moore, Mr. Peter John Claudius Thomas and Mrs. Stella Thomas, Barrister Law, Mudupe Thomas and Marjorie Thomas, Honorable Mr. S.B. Rhodes and Mrs. Rhodes, Honorable Dr. Henry Carr, Lady Ajasa, Dr. and Mrs. Kofowola Abayomi, Mr. and Mrs. J.R. Thornton, Mr. J.T. Nelson Cole and Mrs. Kwao Sago, Mr. and Mrs. Oaya Jose, Mr. and Mrs. Aino Nabolu, Chief Adamo Akeju of the Obanikoro, Omoba Adetokunbo Ademola, Barrister Law as well, Barristers S.H.A. Baptist, E.A. Franklin, Jibril Martin, Mr. Olorun, Jibril Martin, who were kind of like contemporaries of Adeyemo Alakija at this point as well. You had representative of Oba Kenzwa of Benin, Mr. Olorun Shola Akpata, a representative of the Awujale of Ijebu Ode, Chief Akbebi and Mr. T.A.A. Shadari. You had a representative of the Oni of Ife, Mr. T. Ade Olutilo. You had the Reverend and Mrs. Lucas, Mrs. Otumba Payne, the staff of Obafalulu, accompanied by White Cap Chiefs of Lagos and several others attending the wedding. The Alake of Abeokuta was also prominently represented. So after the whole reception and all, Adeyemo and Ayodele Alakija, they sailed by the SS Apapa to Madeira Island, where they spent their honeymoon. So the last wedding we're going to be talking about and rounding up with is the wedding of Miss Josefina Kushimo and Mr. Dennis Faith Da Silva. Mr. Dennis Da Silva was an employee of the medical department and son of Mr. P.G. Da Silva. He was also late an employee of the Secretariat at Kaduna and also a valued member of the Catholic Youth Organization. Miss Josefina Aduke Kushimo was the daughter of Mr. T. Ade Kushimo, who was a well-known contractor of Ofin Road in Lagos as well. They were joined in holy matrimony at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Lagos Island, where a large number of Egbas were in attendance as well, which kind of like also testified to their influence within the Egba community in Lagos as well. The church service was scheduled at 8:30, and then it was fully a choral service. Reverend Father L. Dolan officiated, while Mr. P. Afolabi, who was headmaster of the Holy Cross School then, presided on the organ. Mr. and Mrs. V. J. Andrews were the sponsors. Mr. Albert Cyril O. Gundikbe of the Education Department was the best man. He also had a large number of relatives who were dressed in glitz and glamour for this wedding. In the course of the service, Mr. I.A. Pomfilio rendered a very beautiful and impressive solo tagged O Salutaris, and he was accompanied on the organ by Mr. A.F. Silva, who was a veteran ex-bailiff of Bambushe Street. After the church service was over, as usual, the newly married couple, they repaired to the sacristy to sign their marriage register, which was witnessed by the sponsors, the best man, Mrs. P.G. Da Silva, father of the bridegroom, T. Ade Kushimo, father of the bride, Claudio Silva, R.O. Lewis, G. Gaspar Da Silva, J.K. Agbaje, J. Oshodimu, A. Bansho Kushimo, O. Adeneye, Alex Bada, D.I. John, A. Oshotomi, E. A. John Oshotomi, T. S. Amos, J. Oshoyode, D. O. Wilubi, S. A. Ramos, G. S. Thompson, and several others. So after the entire religious part was concluded, the wedding party repaired to the Glover Memorial Hall, where the usual cutting of cake took place. Mr. S.M.O. Pinero of the Secretariat was the master of ceremonies, and after a few, you know, introductory remarks here and there, speeches and all, he called upon Mr. C.A. Adeneye Titkomb, who was the editor of Nigerian Daily Times at that time, to propose the toast of the bride and bridegroom. And having been done with that, the bridegroom responded on behalf of himself and his wife. So the MC, Mr. S.M.O. Pinero, made the closing remarks. Three lusty cheers were raised for the new couple, and then that was the end of the wedding. So guys, that is it from this second episode of People that we just started for our new series after a very long break. Don't forget to, if you haven't listened to the previous episode, listen to it. Also share with family and friends. Share our podcast channel with family and friends. Hey Joe, share. I mean, if you know anyone that would really love to listen to the information that we put out here on our podcast, share with family and friends. For people who want to learn about history, and also people who might even be looking for their information about their ancestors and all that, don't forget to turn on post notifications as well if you haven't turned them on. And also when you tell friends and family about our podcast, tell them to also turn on post notifications as well. We'll see you on episode 3 when next we see you. Cheers.